Two Democrats have thrown their hats into the ring for Ulster County Comptroller. The position is open after four-term Democrat Elliot Auerbach announced last week he is leaving mid-month for a job with New York State. State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli announced May 2nd that he had appointed Auerbach as Deputy Comptroller for the Division of Local Government and School Accountability. Auerbach begins his new role May 16th. The next day, March Gallagher, who once served in the Ulster County Executive's Administration and is the president and CEO of Community Foundations of the Hudson Valley, said she would run for county comptroller.
Well, Allison, I have, worked on getting the charter passed in Ulster County, and ever since that time kind of looked longingly at the duties of the comptroller's office, which I think, you know, has broad responsibility, not just as the primary audit responsibility for the county, but also best practices and bringing other opportunities to Ulster County operations in terms of efficiencies. So I've always been looking at that job thinking, wow, that would be a really cool job to do. And when Elliot announced that he was leaving, I had to jump into the fray.
Gallagher served as Director of Business Services and Deputy Director of Planning under Ulster County Executive Mike Hine, who left the county for a state position earlier this year. Gallagher, who plans to formally kick off her campaign May 10th, wants to take a fresh look at county agencies and departments.
Ulster County has a bunch of unclaimed funds that are listed on the state comptroller's office website, and I think, you know, that's something that should be cleaned up pretty quickly, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000, and we won't know until we really look into those. But also, you know, we have a number of agencies and public authorities that I think might need a deeper look. You know, you have state assembly members calling for, you know, examination of things like UCRRA. And I think we should be doing those things in-house. And I just want to go back to kind of like my history and transparency and accountability. And those are the kind of things, the skills that I'm going to bring to this job. You know, implementing first-time project oversight at Ulster County Industrial Development Agency, implementing clawback and, retracting pilot agreements where projects didn't perform.
UCRRA is the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency. Fellow Democrat Lisa Cutton announced her candidacy for county comptroller on May 8th. Since 2014, she's been the Ulster County Director of Accountability, Compliance, and Efficiency.
Well, I have almost 40 years experience in auditing, accounting, 25 of which has been spent serving local government. And I want to have a voice directly answerable to the people. And I think that I can provide real value to the taxpayers of Ulster County. I've been successful in stopping fraud in the past in other organizations as well as at Ulster County. And I want to be able to do that full time for the people.
The career government finance professional says she's been eyeing the office.
Yeah, I was the county auditor before the charter form of government was implemented. So, yeah, it's something that I understand the opportunities of the comptroller's office and what the value for the people is. And, yeah, at the point where Elliot moved on, that opportunity was something I have been looking for.
The special election for Ulster County Comptroller is set for November. Meantime, the county legislature will appoint an interim comptroller. Gallagher speaks to her competition.
Look, I think it's great that we have multiple women stepping up, and I think it's good that, you know, there will be a choice, at least at the convention level. And I'm planning to sit down with Lisa and see if we can exchange some ideas. I'm sure that no matter what capacity we'll each be in the future, that we'll be able to work together.
And Cutton, a certified public accountant, addresses running against Gallagher, an attorney.
You know, as a CPA, as a career accountability person, I do believe that I'm the best qualified. You know, we have, for instance, across the river in Dutchess County, where the previous comptroller, county comptroller, was an attorney, and the current comptroller is a CPA. And I think that the value that someone with the background and experience in accounting and auditing in, you know, quite frankly, the accountability business has to offer the people is substantial. And so I think it's going to be a real clear choice for people.
Democrat Pat Ryan won a special election April 30th for county executive. Ryan has a November rematch against Republican Jack Hayes. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.